This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Wednesday worldwide broadcast. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time today. And, of course, many stations re-air us at different times. But we're live right now at 11 a.m. and 45 seconds Central Standard Time. I think Drudge Report says it all. We just keep going back to Drudge because Drudge knows how to just simply encapsulate the populist sentiment, whether it be a photo of Facebook owner and founder Zuckerberg not wearing a artificial reality headset and marching in front of a crowd of 1,000 of his minions wearing the goggles. They're obviously being dehumanized, put into a mass trance, losing their humanity. He is walking amongst the vegetables that he's growing in his garden. Then there's this image at DrudgeReport.com right now. The nominee. You've got his blonde hair in the back as he leans over a crowd of fawning men and women like it was a 1956 Elvis concert. And a lot of mainstream media said Drudge is trolling the MSM. Drudge, I'm saying he's the nominee. Well, he's got more delegates than Mitt Romney did at this stage in 2012 and 2008. He has way more than, of course, John McCain, who they were saying was the presumptive nominees both times with less. But they still just keep saying he can't win, he can't have it, we won't allow it, the Pope says so, Obama says so, and many others say so. The social justice warriors control reality, and they just tell us this is off limits. And people are revolting against that. And so he is the nominee. Barring super dirty tricks, election fraud, or assassination, and I want to be clear, I'm not saying they're going to kill Trump. The media has misrepresented that. I'm saying that is definitely in the cards. And I think everybody knows that's a very reasonable statement that Trump, for all intents and purposes, as I said yesterday, is on the equivalent of a suicide mission. It doesn't mean that you're going to die. It means it's one of the most dangerous missions you can carry out and that the death card is in the tarot deck. And I think we all need to realize the danger Donald Trump's in. I've been very skeptical of Trump, as everybody knows, over the last few years and even up until about 5-6 months ago. But when you call for auditing the Fed, when you talk about 9/11 truth and scare the daylights out of the establishment, the Clintons and the Bushes, when you destroy political correctness, when you call for cutting taxes on poor people, when you call for not letting China and India make bad deals, that's not protectionism. That's them making one-sided deals that screw us over. He's hitting the populist zeitgeist, and he's saying everything that needs to be said. And he says a few things that I think are wrong and misconstrued, like the whole Apple passcode thing on the FBI. But separate from that, there's a reason the Democrat and Republican and even foreign Davos-type power structure is scared of Donald Trump. And it's because he threatens their existing system, and we know their existing system is very bad. Is it a gamble going for Trump? Absolutely. But it is a gamble where the odds are a lot better than going with any of the other establishment candidates. And they know he can win. They know in major polls he beats Hillary right now. The British odds makers now have him an easy winner. Just a year ago, he was several hundred to one that he couldn't. So you see the big change there. We'll have the caucus numbers and more straight ahead as we look towards Super Tuesday. Now, only 6.5 days away. I'm Alex Jones. Big broadcast lined up. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
I really just want everybody to take a deep breath and relax and just, you know, sit back because here they come again.
Just go to sleep. Let's take over.
Wake up, America! Wake up, world!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far.
I ain't no ways tired. Me old animal.
What was that? Is that a dog?
It has been reported you've made $5 million making speeches. The president has made more than $100 million.
What difference at this point does it make?
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
I don't know why that's funny.
Another conspiracy theory.
Let me.
Have you always told the truth?
I've always tried to. Always.
Always.
I will fight to reign in Wall Street. And you know what? I know how to do it.
We came out of the White House not only dead broke, but in debt.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicle.
It's a little sick. Open up.
Come on, take it. Take it.
Clinton, and I approve this message.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We are going to be very busy patriots, very busy truth tellers today, very busy revolutionaries against the globalist tyranny. Wow, there's a lot of stuff to cover here. It is overwhelming. Obviously, Donald Trump is the presumptive nominee for the Republican nomination. He's got as many delegates as Reagan had at this time back in 1980. He's got way more than Mitt Romney and other Republican candidates of the past, like John McCain, have had. We've got an article breaking down those numbers we'll get to. The entire establishment is in a complete conniption fit against Donald Trump. And I admit that he is an unknown quantity, an unknown country, when it comes to a political track record. But what he's done the last year, destroying political correctness, lifting up a standard to promote Americana and free market, exposing 9/11 and criminal involvement of the Saudis and elements of our government, calling for the audit of the private run for profit Federal Reserve, the list goes on and on. What he's done, and the fact that he's so receptive when people corrected him about the refugee crisis, he went from saying, bring them in, to saying, oh my gosh, I didn't know there were terrorists amongst them, and they weren't being vetted, don't bring them in. And when we said, hey, audit the private Federal Reserve, he's like, you bet. Hey, come out and expose Bush for 9/11. Did it. And I'm not bragging, a lot of folks in the grassroots are bringing this to Trump, but we brought it directly to him. So he's very, very responsive. He's aware of what's going on. And according to people that have known him for 40 years, he does not like the New World Order. And here's the deal. Roger Stone is going to be in studio for an hour and a half on Friday. He's coming to Austin to be on the show. We're bringing him down here from New York. And he's been banned from CNN as of yesterday for saying some of their commentators are dumber than dog manure, which is true. But really, it's because he's such an effective Trump supporter. But if they can ban Stone for that, they can ban anything. And the fact is that they say they're banning someone. We all know that I've basically been banned from Fox and CNN, and I don't even really care. Most of the time, I wouldn't even return their phone calls back when they wanted me on all the time. Stone has compared it to, you know, Soviet-style America. This is happening. That's exactly what it is. But Ron Paul, who I really respect, has come out and said that he would not support Trump as a GOP nominee. Paul doesn't support the other mainline Republicans. If he doesn't win the nomination the last two times he ran, because he's a purist. And I respect that from a purist. If you want to know where I'm coming from, I'm a purist, but I'm also a military political strategist. I've studied it. I know truth's the ultimate weapon. That's what I stand with. There are a lot of dirty tricks we can play. We can join the dark side. We don't use that. We use the truth. So I'll be completely truthful with you. Trump's an unknown country. He is light years better than Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and some of the others. And the system's scared of him. And he's responsive to the people. He's aggressive. He's got courage. And he definitely could have come in and suckered people for the globalists. He's not doing that. The things he's done are so devastating to them that it's irreversible, much of it. And he's riding a wave, surfing a wave, a very dangerous wave for all of us of massive populist anger against the system, the government, the corporations, where 90-plus percent of Americans believe the U.S. government's the number one threat to them and their families. And no amount of armored vehicles, no amount of propaganda, no amount of fluoride in the water, no amount of brainwashing of the children in public schools is going to reverse this sentiment that's only going to intensify. I mean, you know the country's in a revolution against tyranny when one of the top TV producers in the country says, my new X-Files series isn't really going to be aliens. It's going to be government conspiracies, eugenics, and the material Alex Jones covers. We get our material and research from Alex Jones and InfoWars. That shows that by the time mainstream has picked up on what we've done and where we are going, we're already light years past it. And InfoWars is only one small part of a larger constellation or fleet of resistance, and it's exponentially growing. If people think the singularity of awakening is already hot and already explosive and already seismic and already electric and already colossal and magical and growing explosively, understand this is only the detonation you're seeing, not the explosion. Just like you got a howitzer round, you're putting in a big field piece artillery. And you've got that little cap on the back that maybe is the amount of gunpowder that you could put in a nickel. But the pin hits it, it explodes, detonating all the powder in front of it and firing the munition out the tube. And what you've seen so far is the detonation of the cap, but now, in slow motion, the charge is exploding and driving the munition down the barrel. So that's what everybody sees. It's what you feel. It's the globalists running around like chickens with their heads cut off, panicking, like it's a ship on fire. They're all trying to pass buckets of water along to each other, but they're infighting. Some are jumping overboard and escaping. All the disarray you see is failure by the system. And all their bravado attempts are nothing but attempts. They have to survive. Just like Hillary Clinton needs to fail forward and become president to give herself a pardon or hope Obama gives her one and to keep everybody blackmailed and in line, the whole new world order has to get more power and get in full control because they're a cornered creature. They were too greedy. They pushed too hard. They dug too deeply and awakened things older than them. Like human survival and human destiny. And all of our ancestors' will genetically transmitted through us like electricity. You understand you touch your oldest ancestor through the genetic line of each parent before you who physically came out of the womb and out of the genetics of the last person. You are physically connected to your most ancient ancestors. You live on through them. They live on through you. And that's not spiritual. That is genetic. But once you study the genetics, you then notice the spiritual because that's only the cherry on top. And the system knows this. They are scared to death of it. And they want to suppress it. And so Trump is a manifestation of the human will to suck air into its lungs and to be strong and healthy. To be strong and free. I have a political correct stack here today that is the worst I've ever seen. The level of brainwashing is unprecedented. But first we're going to get into Trump, what happened in the caucus. We're going to get into the latest with Hillary. Judge orders discovery to go forward over Clinton private email server. We've got Black Lives Matter just engaged in their normal, horrible activities. Because they're Soros run. And we've got GOP judiciary, no hearing on Obama court nominee. That will force Obama to try some emergency appointment, which he can't even do either. Not for the Supreme Court, unless there's, quote, a civil emergency. So look for that. We're going to find out real quick if they killed Scalia or not. If they go around the Constitution like they've been doing at unprecedented levels, then we know. Russia takes concrete steps towards Syria ceasefire. Turkey continues shelling, speaking of artillery rounds, Ministry of Defense reports. You may not care about Rick Perry, but this is important. Texas court dismisses second felony charge against former Governor Rick Perry, who did nothing. He should have gotten an award for what he did. He has the veto power. It's a state-funded bill to give money to, quote, ethics boards over counties. They have an ethics officer, and the county attorney that got caught drunk falling down all over the street and everything and spitting on police, he said, no, I'm vetoing Travis County getting that money until you remove her. They indicted him, just like they've indicted the attorney general. They're going after Republicans, folks.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, cards, sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing. Even when your wallet is open, imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We'll be right back. personality. Is he a dictator in the making? Well, we already have a dictatorship of the executive and the private Federal Reserve run by an oligarchy of offshore banks. So I'm not hoping for a dictator to block him. I'm hoping for an Americana man of strength to rally the people to kick the offshore globalists out of here and at least not let them bankrupt the country so they can consolidate and buy it all up. And if we have a debate about that, if we have a discussion about that, if we have a discussion about the TPP taking over our sovereignty with the EU in these secret treaties, which are being negotiated right now, you won't be able to have it because it's so flagrantly illegal. It's so flagrantly conquest. We really are an occupied nation. We really are under Soviet-style brainwashing that our government's using. Nothing to do with the Russians. We really are in deep trouble. They really are coming after us. And I'm not going to digress on this too long because I don't want to bash Glenn Beck. But he's going after Donald Trump. And he admits he's lost a lot of his audience over doing it. I think Glenn Beck does a lot of good stuff. He's done a lot of good work. But I saw the headlines last night and this morning, Glenn Beck saying Donald Trump supporters are like brown shirts. They came and bullied us. And then I went and watched raw footage this morning, spent about 30 minutes researching it. And Donald Trump said yesterday morning, I'm going to go to every caucus site because there they let you speak. They have speakers. It's very open. So he went and visited every caucus site. And then he went and spent like 15 minutes there, like he did everywhere else. Went to the door, came in, everybody ran from Beck to see Donald Trump, and then Beck got up on stage and, like, threw a fit. The video is just incredible. I mean, what do you expect? I'd have said, hey, Donald, come on up here. There's Salon. Donald Trump spectacularly trolls Glenn Beck, crashes his pro-Ted Cruz Nevada caucus speech live on air. That's what everyone keeps saying. Just like they say in the news, Drudge trolled the media saying the nominee. No, he didn't. They were saying that Mitt Romney and John McCain were the presumptive nominees by this point in the election in 2012 and 2008. Drudge has an article. Trump has won more voters than Romney at this point, 2012, and many more than McCain in 2008, and is basically in a dead heat with Ronald Reagan. He is the guy that can win in all the polls. He's the guy that can defeat Hillary. He's got Democrats in record numbers crossing over. We told you this. Get ready for this. He got basically as many Hispanic voters, percentage-wise, as Hillary did in Nevada. And that's in the stack. 45% of Hispanics voted for him. That are voting in the caucus. That is just incredible. Well, I've always found, I mean, they had a Gallup poll a year ago where it was something like 78%. They had another one, 67%, in another scientific poll. It was Mason-Dixon of Hispanic Americans, people that are American citizens, said, yeah, we don't want totally open borders. Yeah, yeah. Have you been down to Mexico? You've been to Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala? They got borders, too. It's dangerous. It's scary. It's third world. Yeah, we can't just have unlimited people here who have no background or criminals. If somebody wants to come here and has got a good record and can get a job, bring them. I'm all for bringing in people to work. I don't care where you're from. But don't bring in, you know, 300,000 jihadis last year, or over in Europe, it's you know, 4 or 5 million. It's crazy. You just can't do it as taxpayers. Everybody comes here and gets free stuff. So they're really trying to demonize Trump. Drudge report on Nevada landslide, Donald Trump the nominee. Nevada presidential caucus results. Donald Trump, 45.9%. And he got 45% of the Hispanic vote. Boom, see? Just like the general public, just like black people or white people. And we're seeing 20% shifts in blacks towards Trump, which you never see for Republican candidates. Because he'll actually go to those communities and say, I'm going to try to develop jobs, and I'm going to try to cut taxes for you. Obama didn't even go to black neighborhoods. In fact, they've had articles that he is the president with the least number of visits to black communities since the 30s. I mean, it is, he just totally ignores the black community because he thinks he's got you. He thinks he doesn't owe you anything. Ben Carson claims Obama was raised white, doesn't understand black Americans. And that's the word from insiders. Obama is uncomfortable around black people. I'm telling you. The guy has got a silver spoon in his mouth his whole life. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the huge Trump surge.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
The Trump tsunami.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutramedical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Red one, is this some conspiracy?
Waking up, it is childhood's end. There are conspiracies, there are mafias, there are organized crime syndicates who've tried to organize the world to where they can never be overthrown. And to teach us that we don't have any power. The truth is, the minute we realize that we can study how the world really works, that we can organize together and build a system based on free will, based on free association, based on innovation, trailblazing, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. The day you make that choice is the day you really start living. Television and this mass media culture is going to suck you dry and make you feel empty. But facing reality and the great challenging contest of liberty will empower you. That's what it comes down to. And Texas, out of the gate, is marching forward to rally the world against this tyranny. I'm Alex Jones, your host, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. All right, let's start plowing into the news. I want to run through a lot of it. We've got a big special report that took us months to basically put together. We even went to Rome to document this last year. It's part of the reason I went there. And it ties into a whole bunch of different issues. And it, again, proves Donald Trump right yet again. So we're going to have that special report premiere here in just a moment. Donald Trump proven right about Vatican having the biggest walls in the world. They have the New York Times and about 1,000 other publications. You can type in the term and look. Come out the day after Donald Trump started tweeting photos last Friday, saying that the Pope has his own big walls. The New York Times came out and said there are not walls. There's some decorative walls by part of it, but it doesn't have any security and it's wide open. That's like saying submarines have screen doors on them. It is a complete, total lie, of course. We're going to be getting to that in a moment. But see, that's how dumb they think you are. There is a square that has its own big walls that goes into the Vatican so you can feel like you're in it. Shaped like a big diamond. But then you go in, there's a little circular area, and that's where they've got the big obelisk and the rest of it. Those are walls with 50-foot steel doors and guards with machine guns. Boy, I mean, if we had a wall like that, I tell you. By the way, I'm against a wall like that because that'd be to keep us inside. They're to use the border control system to keep us in. Everybody else is allowed to come in. Like roaches into a roach motel. I mean, he goes, oh, you're calling the illegals roaches. No, we're already in the motel, stuck in the slime. I'm saying the old ad back in the 70s, roaches come in or roaches check in. They don't check out. But can we go to YouTube and see if there's a roach motel ad? I saw some article a few weeks ago. It was like Jones is saying that Trump has the ace of spades. What's that mean, spades? Like he's going to do something to Obama, that Obama's a spade? I mean, it's just crazy how they assault the language and turn everything into racism. And I got a big stack on that coming up in a moment, but I want to get into the nominee. He is the nominee now. They're telling you he couldn't be the nominee. They're telling you he still isn't. That's mind control. He is the presumptive nominee. He's who the people keep choosing. Exactly because the mainstream media attacked him. What did I tell Rand Paul when he got elected to the Senate? And he came on our show and thanked us all and said, oh, and I said, you got elected because the system came after you and because you're seen as an outsider. I said, if you cozy up with these folks and try to be nice to them, even if you in reality fight them, your rhetoric needs to be anti-establishment. This is the season of revolution. And Politico says, why do you win in such a landslide? Well, you know, blah, blah, blah. He admits that you spurred him to run for the Senate and advised him to a certain extent. And I said, well, you need to endorse Rand Paul to destroy him. You're out of bullets. That was 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And Rand Paul listened to his Politicos. Not his dad, and I'm not knocking Rand Paul. But by the time he came on here, it was too little too late. We didn't call Paul's people. They wanted to come on here. That's fine. I'm not going to call up to arrogant little Politico snot-nosed, 30-year-olds that think they know everything and, went and got a degree and went and worked for somebody and then got another political job, don't know how to wipe their own butts, telling me how politics really works. Let me explain something. I'm not going the normal political route to change America. I'm changing the entire landscape. I'm trying to teach people they have power not being in the system and resurrecting what made us great, true liberty. What I'm promoting is nothing new. It's what made England great. It's what made Europe great in the Renaissance. It's what made America great. I've read what the founders said. I've read the famous philosophers. All I'm bringing you is what built the modern world. I didn't discover all this. People are like, how does this guy know all this? The things he says, the predictions he makes, how does he know? How does he... Everybody already knew all this. That's why we're in such good shape. You can learn how it all works. And I know most of our listeners do, but I'm talking to new listeners. Of course you feel like you're a vegetable watching TV all day and eating GMO and shuffling around under fluorescent lights. Feel the water. Feel the air. Get outside. Breathe in reality before it's all gone, before they brainwash us into submission. I'm paraphrasing a powerful tweet of Drudge 2 days ago. You guys pull that tweet up where he said, get out, you know, feel the air, feel the water, because they want to force us into this matrix. This is where they're going. They admit it. And what happens when a Roger Stone, who I met like 10 years ago at a JFK event in Dallas, I knew he was a big-time Republican operative from the past, Nixon, Reagan, you name it, Bush Sr., you know, Willie Horton adds the whole nine yards, but he wasn't really behind that, but he got blamed for it. I mean, he's high-powered. And then Richard said, I want to have Roger Stone come down. I was like, yeah, I know who that is. I know he was Trump's former head of his campaign. And then he's here, and I start clicking. So I saw him again at the 40th anniversary of JFK up in Dallas and talked to him. And he's written all these best-selling books about the government, the CIA, and killing Kennedy and the New World Order in the last 20 years. He's been telling the truth as long as I've been on air. And this is like one of Trump's best friends of 40 years. And that's the word. Trump used to hear all this from Stone and knew about a lot of it, was like, ah, whatever, it'll be all right. And then Trump figured out, no, they really are going to kill America. And said, well, I'll take these traitors on. And I was told this before it was in Politico. But he said, well, I'll take on these politicians and traitors and these foreign billionaires that have bought them. I'm not going to let them do that. And he is an egomaniac. He is on a power trip. And Stone got all excited. He goes, and he's the egomaniac we need. We need him. He's willing to do it. And I'm just telling you the inside baseball. It's not a secret. So folks can know that I'm sitting there, you know, watching this unfold and already thinking, well, we got to go with Trump. He's our only hope anyways. We're going to go for a presidential run. The real hope's at the state and federal level through the states. But it's just amazing to see all this unfolding. This is epic. This is not a person sitting in the house right now. If you're not on your feet and then trying to get in the arena, you're crazy. Now, before I go any further, speaking of getting in the arena, we sell game-changing products like Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2 that changed my life. I was obviously, even though I was taking some good multivitamins and stuff, deficient in true iodine. And I call it true iodine because most iodine is bound to something else, even if they call it nascent. It doesn't turn electric blue purple on paper when you put it on paper. It turns red because it's bound to things out of the ocean where it comes from, like iron and other things. And iodine is very reactive, so it takes on things around it, basically oxidizes. We get it, the only source, deep earth, purple crystals from 7 to 12,000 feet down. This is what's amazing about it. And then we've shown you the videos of at the laboratory where you put it in a Petri dish and put it on top of a hot plate at even 100 degrees, and it turns purple gas. By the way, it's super, you know, poisonous at that level. Then it's injected into organic palm oil in a patented proprietary system, and you take this. Within 3 weeks, folks, stuff started pouring out of my pores, coming out of me other ways. I felt sick for about a week, and then all of a sudden, I likened it to carrying one of my kids up, you know, a big hill or a mountain. I've done that many times when we're climbing a mountain, you know, and I carry them for a half mile and then put them back down when they're 3-4 years old. Even when they're that big, you start carrying them on your shoulders. And what's fun about it is when you take them off your shoulders, suddenly climbing the next half mile of the mountain feels like you're flying. And then I'll put one of the kids back on my shoulders when they were little. So I miss having little ones. And that's what I like an X2 to. You take it 2, 3, 4 weeks, depends on the person, and then it's just all of a sudden you wake up one morning and it's like that cold breeze in the spring when you walk outside, you know, on your back porch in your underwear or whatever, and you feel invigorated and it feels like all this weight's been taken off your shoulders. I don't know how to describe it, but it's dramatic. It is dramatic. Just the bound iodine in studies. In fact, Google this. IQs raised by 15 points after iodine was added to salt. Just search engine it. It's a Business Insider article, comes up first. Now, we're not going to make those claims here. We're just going to show you the Business Insider. If you're deficient in iodine, it's one of the most important things you need. And they tell you you need just a tiny amount of it. Well, whatever. Consult your physician. It varies person to person. If your thyroid's already really screwed up or something, who knows? You know, there could be some problems once you start taking iodine. Nothing's perfect in this world. So, you know, use it at your own risk. It is rated as safe and, you know, FDA GRAS certified and all that, meaning it's seen as a safe nutraceutical, a safe supplement. But if you've got other problems, you know, take it slowly, be careful, because it's hardcore. Just like if you had on a boat for 6 months with no oranges or no vitamin C, you get some. All of a sudden, your wounds are going to close. Your teeth aren't going to fall out. You're going to suddenly be able to walk around when you're about to die. It's the same deal. It's dramatic because it's so basic. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, InfoWarsLife.com. We have the Liver Cleanse Liver Shield back in with the Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. Brain Force is available. We also have the new product, the Total Joint Care. It's got 9 different ingredients known. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, 9 known ingredients really help the joints and many other parts of the body. InfoWarsLife.com. You can read the Brain Force reviews. Also, Brain Force, this is Ryan Pelletier in Rhode Island. Brain Force changed my wife and my life forever. Ability to excel, clear thinking, energetic formula, focus. Alex, thank you so much for a wonderful product. I introduced my wife to Brain Force about 2 months ago, and it was really changed our lives. My wife works as a commission job, and this product has inspired her to increase her salary, ultimately resulting in us being able to obtain our first home. Thank you so much, Alex Jones. Yeah, there are a lot of nootropic brain boosters out there. We set out to make the very best formula, and it's turning a lot of heads. BrainForce, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And the new Hillary for Prison shirt is back in. It was sold out for a week or so. It's back in stock. The old one did sell out. This is limited edition as well, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Let me now... Before I get into the political correctness stack, let me just read through what I've already mentioned, but not gotten into details on the Donald Trump stack. Drudge is saying he's a presumptive nominee. That's not trolling the media. That's a fact. Trump got 45.9%, or double his closest rival at 23.9%. Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz got 21.4, Ben Carson 4.8, Kasich 3.6, and of course Ron Paul still on the ballot there, 0.1, Jeb Bush 0.1, Chris Christie 0.1, and Fiorina 0. Then we've got this next report here. Again, this is dealing with the fact that British bookmakers slash odds of Trump taking Republican nomination. British bookmakers on Wednesday slashed the odds of businessman Donald Trump winning the Republican nomination to run the U.S. presidency after his latest victory in the Nevada caucuses. Trump, once considered a rank outsider of odds of 200-1, is now the firm favorite after his latest decision and his latest decisive win. His third out of four in the early nominating contest, the British bookmaker said. Mr. Trump has triumphed yet again, despite political analysts almost unanimously writing him off as a serious presidential contender, writes Graham Sharp of William Hill, adding that one customer stood to collect at least $100,000 if Trump was ultimately elected to the White House, with those bets already placed. This is the fall of the political traitor class, the pundits, the minions, the liars that would unify lie and put out false reports to create a gaslighting effect where people thought they were dreaming and would just not follow their mind, not follow their intellect, not follow their gut, not follow their spirit, not follow their ears, their eyes, their taste, their touch, their smell, ignore all the senses that the good Lord gave you and just keep going along with bull. And I'm proud that it's libertarians and Republicans that are rolling the dice. Fortune favors the bold and not sitting back and being perfect pundits on the other side and getting behind Trump because the system's scared to death of them for a reason. And it may turn out horribly bad, folks, but you got to take risk in this life when you get down to the wire like this. And the intel I've got directly from the Trump operation is he was aware of the New World Order, has really immersed himself in it, and he thinks he can save America and defeat the globalist. Maybe he just wants to unseat them and be king and then make deals with the globalist overseas just to get hundreds of billions when he's already got, you know, 7-8 billion. But Trump says he doesn't want that. He's committed. He wants to really change the world. And that's much more alluring to me than selling out and getting billions of dollars. Who cares? Once you got a decent house and a car that's decent and your kids are taken care of, I wouldn't sell out if my kids were starving to death. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just not how I am. But sell out just so you're a billion-dollar baby? And you fly around on private jets? I've already done that with rich people I know. It gets pretty boring. I mean, it's okay, but it's about as good as it gets. Women? I already had that before I was out of high school and college, and, you know, I'm not bragging about it, but it just kind of gets old at a certain point. I don't mean women get old, but I mean chasing it around, making it God. It's all about family, folks. You transcend all this stuff. And I think Donald Trump's matured a lot. I think he's grown a lot. Just like Louis Farrakhan said to me, I've grown a lot, I've matured a lot, thanks to your show. And I'm not bragging, but foreign heads of state, Donald Trump, people like Louis Farrakhan, so diverse, Japanese vice president, German defense intelligence head, Cy Hirsch, Matt Drudge, all these big Hollywood people, they listen. Chris Carter. A lot of names I can't even tell you. We've got, popping in for 15 minutes, Larry Nichols coming on at the bottom of the next hour. He did talk to the Supreme Court Justice. And he's not going to tell us what the Supreme Court Justice said, because the Supreme Court Justice doesn't want it repeated. But there is going to be an investigation. That's like Cheney said, no comment on Scalia. There is an investigation going on at the highest levels. That's what I've been told. And we'll see how much Nichols is going to say, because this is how this works. He wants to tell me during a break, everything's tapped around here. A, B, I don't let anyone tell me something that dangerous that isn't public. That's another reason I'm still not pushing daisies. I'm not stupid. And let me tell you, Nichols is for real. That's coming up. We'll see what we can get out of him. But he's battling what they say is late-stage cancer, and I just hope it doesn't go with him to his grave, so pray for him. Entrance polls, Trump dominated Latino votes in Nevada. He got 45% of Latinos who participated in Republican caucuses. It's pretty big, isn't it? Daily Caller, and it goes over all the scientific numbers on that. Just like he's getting massive numbers of African Americans to vote for him and saying they will. Roger Stone, CNN banned me on the orders of Hillary Clinton. We're going to be talking to him Friday in studio about that. And I already mentioned this. I'm not going to spend more time on it, but look at this photo of Beck, and there's video of it, pouting and looking on at Trump. You have people all over these events in New York, D.C., Vegas, wherever they have caucuses or RNCs or DNCs events. And mainstream media is so entitled that I've been in New York and places and actually had Fox and CNN and MSNBC on video before come over and say, oh, you can't shut up here on the street and have a camera shot towards us. We own all this. This was at a caucusing point. They're allowed to have media outside. Trump said, I'm going to visit every caucusing area in Vegas and around Vegas today. He went to more than 16 of them, and he was there for less than 20 minutes, showed up, took over. Everybody ran over to him, and Beck called his supporters brown shirts. He's just so, that's what I've been told by everybody that knows him. He's so entitled. He thinks he's a messiah. That's why most of his top staff have quit. And I don't want Beck to go under. I want him to humble himself in reality, not act like he's humble in front of his viewers. And I'm done talking about it. And I like Ted Cruz overall, even though he's done some dirty tricks. He's got a good voting record. And I just hate seeing the Republicans all fight with each other. They need to just go ahead after Super Tuesday when Trump dominates, they need to just get behind Trump. That's what it comes. I mean, because we got Hillary to deal with, okay? Now, I want to go to this report that Rob Dube and Rob Jacobson and I came in here on Saturday and shot, and then we worked on it until last night. It aired on the nightly news. The video has now gone up on InfoWars.com. We're going to tweet it, and it's proof that Donald Trump is right. Indeed, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump is right. The Vatican does have the biggest walls in the world. This is a big deal. This video needs to go viral to counter the Pope's disinformation. Here it is.
Grazie a Dio che ha detto che io sono politico, perché sia dove sia, e non fare
ponti,
non è Cristo.
Whoever they may be, and not building bridges, is not going to heaven. And again, we have HD video we shot in Rome of the biggest walls in the world.
Non è cristiano. Se dice
I say this man is not a Christian. And I'm a pawn, well, maybe.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
The establishment is definitely afraid of Donald Trump. Never before have we seen in the same week a U.S. sitting president and the biggest Christian religious leader in the world with over a billion followers criticize a presidential candidate. And the way they've misrepresented what Donald J. Trump stands for really shows you that he is the outsider, anti-establishment candidate. But just when I thought I'd seen it all, it happened. Since last year, when the Pope started calling for us to open our borders up and started saying that we were racist and evil for not doing it, I pointed out that even the New York Times admits Mexico has one of the strictest southern borders with Guatemala in the world, and upwards of a year in prison, forced labor, if they catch you trying to sneak in. So I said, why do we have to be wide open? And then once people get here, put them on welfare and make them collectivist Bernie Sanders voters. And then when I traveled to Rome last year and actually saw the 200-foot-plus walls, on average over 90 feet, it blew me away around Vatican City, which they say themselves in the tours is the oldest sovereign nation, tax-exempt, above the law, in the world. And we pointed out it has armed guards, the Swiss guards, its own protective details. A few hundred yards in front of it is a huge armored fortress castle that also protects it. And it's where the Swiss guards stay. And all we were saying is, hey, Mexico has borders. Hey, other countries have borders. Saudi Arabia hasn't taken one Muslim refugee from Syria, but wants us to take more. And the Pope doesn't criticize Italy controlling its borders. The Pope doesn't, say get rid of their walls. And how did the New York Times and countless other papers respond? Hey, people, you're wrong again. It isn't a walled city. And they pointed out that there's an open square. The walls cut in. There's a big open square with the famous obelisk brought there from Egypt. And that you can come there and basically worship the Pope or whatever. I've been there. I've seen it. It's giant walls with huge 50-foot iron doors and armed guards. It's just a concave area that lets you come in, but you're still without the walls. So it gives you that feeling of being in it, but you're not, and that's how they deceive you. So let's look at this map for ourselves. The only area open is this square to the rest of Rome, open to the sovereign city of the Vatican, Vatican City, to the public. But when you then look here, this is all an internal wall, and there are giant iron doors 50 feet tall before you enter the actual church. And then there are giant walls that have been there since the 800s when the Muslims invaded hundreds of times. But what they do is they deceive people and say, look, Donald Trump's people put out this map online showing the walls. And then they show the wall out here, which you see is open to the public to come in to the gates of the walls, feel like they're inside the church, but they're not. It's a holding area open. These are walls, just decorative. Big steel doors, armed guards. The Pope comes out on the balcony and talks to people. We'll be back and air the rest of it. Stay with us back in 70 seconds. The full report's at InfoWars.com. Get it out to everybody. HD footage of the walls. And then behind that, there's other big walls.